Hello and welcome to Being Mindful. I'm Lillian Larty and I'm joined in the studio with my co-hosts,
Noma Ikwe,
the two troublemakers.
I was actually waiting to hear
Pass
that.
You can guess who the other co-host is in the studio.
Who shall remain nameless.
Okay. He's going to remain nameless.
But his voice gives him away.
It's past the double-double.
Bless you. You're listening to the Being Joyful show on Being Mindful.
Yes, we're back. But we'll explain more later. Anyway, I hope you've missed us. So, Being Mindful is our weekly broadcast that explores issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. If you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, let me tell you that this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we or others are confronted with certain kinds of... certain kinds of issues. Concerning us as Christians and Christian lives. As always during the show, we would love to hear you. So please do get in touch regarding today's topic. And the easiest way to do that is to contact us using the PHBC radio app. Just tap on the link to contact the studio and send us a message directly from there. We'd love to hear from you. And also, if you are on social media, you can also contact us directly using any of the social media channels. Just use the handle at PHBC London, so you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And any message that you send during the show, it will come directly to us, and we will come directly to you as well verbally. So let's get to it. And as always, we are going to start with what is on our mind. So I'm going to start with Noma. Noma, what is on your mind?
Okay, so I'll say what is on my mind is I have been watching something on Netflix. It's not a series. It's Google Box, and it's just basically about people watching people. I needed something on a particular day. I was just like really stressed, and I just needed something light. Mm-hmm. Just watch
Google Box. All the things on earth.
I know.
And yeah, so I watched it. But for me, what has been on my mind about it is just how we're different, right, in so many ways, whether it's with gender or with race or everything, but we have so much in common still. Mm-hmm. At the same time. Mm-hmm. So it was just very interesting just seeing people in different parts of the UK watching the same programs and almost having the same thoughts about it. So yeah, it was just that thing for me, like, yeah, we're pretty much the same. And I think that's also very comforting, because then you don't feel so conscious of yourself all the time. Mm-hmm. When you just know, like, okay, this person might also have the same story I have, or this person might also have the same, hang-ups.
Weirdness.
Yeah, anyone. But yeah, so that's what did on my mind. And yeah, just how we're all the same.
Gogglebox, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Have you ever watched Gogglebox?
I've watched a little bit in passing, and it's not my cup of tea. It really is not.
I mean, watching people watching people.
Exactly, watching television programs.
It's not your cup of tea?
No.
Why?
Because it's just, you're just watching people watching television and their reactions to what's on the TV, unless you watch those programs that they're watching,
yeah,
then you get and you understand why they're reacting. So in some cases, I get it when I realize, oh, they're watching that television program, and I understand the reactions. But other times it's other programs and they're sharing their opinions. And some of them, they act so, well, in my opinion, they act silly, because they've got snacks and things like that, and they're...
And also, they know they're in front of the camera.
Exactly, yes.
But they don't always even behave like they know that, though.
I think sometimes,
they forget.
Everybody, yes, it falls.
So it gets really funny.
It's the whole voyeur TV, you know, Big Brother and the like. You know, you see the cameras day one, you see the cameras day two, and after a while it becomes wallpaper. It's just there. These characteristics start to come out.
It's really funny though, like especially when you realize like they have forgotten that they're actually being watched. Their true selves.
Because I actually understand. I've never watched a whole episode, but I understand the appeal of Gogglebox because it's, you know, it's, well, you're people watching. And I love that you said what you said, Noma, because I never even thought about the idea that, you know, in one case it's an elderly couple, in another case it's a man, it's a woman, it's a family, it's a this, it's a that, and they're watching the same show, and more in many ways their reactions and responses are the same, and in many ways they're very different. And it's just that dynamic. I never even thought about watching it from that perspective.
It's quite interesting. Enough of my weirdness. Pastor Deji, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? What's on my mind? I had a really wonderful weekend. Not this one just gone, which was really good. Great to be in church. But the one before that, you know, I was at Baptist Assembly, and I really want to extol. It was amazing. Just the organization. Some of the I was listening, to the playback of some of the talks and the conversations, the discussions that we had, and they were really encouraging. You know, I think when church gets together, and particularly at that sort of level, it becomes a little bit business. You know, we got to vote on some stuff, got to decide on some stuff, got to pass some resolutions, you know, and obviously I'm there, you know, representing PHBC. I'm there as the rep for Pollard Hill Baptist Church. So I'm, as it were, making these decisions, you know, saying, yep, we, this is what we're agreeing. We're, you know, as a minister representing the church. And so sometimes it gets a bit business and business and business. And but it was fantastic just to see God and sense God and hear God in the place. It was really, really good. And I said, particularly through these conversations, these discussions, we had this talk. This pastor, his name is Glenn, and he just blew, I recorded it on my phone, but I give God thanks that, you know, they've sent us videos of those particular sermons, and it was, it was just
I know that feeling.
So I feel really inspired, I feel really encouraged, and I've got, my mind is full of stuff for PHBC. Right, that's it. We're doing this and we're doing that. I see how you turn to a So that's what's on my mind. Lillian, what are you thinking? What's on your
what's
mind?
What's on my mind? Gosh. Well, before I came, I was sent a video to watch. It's on TikTok. And it's of a young, I don't know whether he's a pastor, preacher, street preacher, but he was, apparently he was preaching... well, if you could call it preaching, in somewhere in London, I think it was Covent Garden, and apparently a lady approached him, and apparently she calls herself a white witch, or he caught her out and said, "Oh, that's, that sounds like you're a white witch. You know, would you call yourself that?" And she was like, "Yeah, kind of, maybe." It was difficult to hear the conversation because of the noise in the background, And she kept wanting to touch him, and so he was holding her hand, and she wanted to like hug him and stuff. And he's trying to get from her, you know, well, you know, what is it that you believe in? You know, you say you believe in this, you believe in that, but it's not the same as what I believe in. Because she was trying to make out that they were on the same page. And he was like, no, I don't think we are. I don't think we are, because, you know, I believe in Jesus, you know, and you believe in, and, you know, she just wasn't coming forth. So then she was trying to hug him, you know, she said, oh, it don't matter, you know, trying. And he says, no. He says, don't, you know, he says, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to check my energy. And she's like, no. He says, no, you're trying to check my energy. And he's looking at her directly in her eyes, you know. He says, you can't check my energy. He said, you can't check my energy. He said, do you know why? He said, because I've got Jesus on the inside. And he kept saying it to her. And he was holding, by this time, he was holding both her hands and he was really looking in her eyes, you know. And she was just standing there. You could see her whole posture changed. Because before she was like all bouncy. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she was like still. But she had her back to the camera.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was like she just said, oh, anyway, I've got to go. And then she just waved and then she went.
Oh, wow.
And then he came to the camera and he says, you know, she was trying to check my energy. He says, that's what they do. You know, these witches, he says, they're real. She's trying to check my energy and trying to, you know, do whatever she does. He says, but she can't because Jesus is on the inside of me. Oh, and then he went off and carried on preaching, which I just thought.
Wow.
I like that confidence.
Yeah.
Mm. So people say, no, Jesus is on the inside of me.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's not you can't do that because I don't want it. You can't do that because I don't like it. You can't do that because I don't trust it.
Mm.
It wasn't about him.
Yeah.
He made it about Christ.
Yeah.
For me, that just tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I think it's a good reminder that there is a spiritual element to this world that we're living in. Because I think sometimes we do get carried away and just think it's everything is just here. And we get caught up in the here, forgetting that
our 3D world.
Yeah,
yes.
There's something else.
There's another element.
Yeah.
So, are we going to a break?
Should we do that?
A music interlude?
Let's play some music. Why not? What should we have?
What's on the selection?
What's on the menu? What's on the menu? Go on. Go on. What's on?
No, I'm just on a DJs or scratching record thing.
I don't know what. I don't know. Some
is
days.
It's Lucas ate that she's drinking.
Too much sugar. Sugar rush.
Yes.
Do you know what? Let's, you know me, I like my little piece of jazz. So let's start with this one, right? Which is by Ben Tankard. And it's called
Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Thank you.
And that was Everything's Going to Be Alright by Ben Tankard. So you're listening to Being Mindful here at PHBC Radio, where we explore issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians. And before we go on to discuss today's topic, just want to explain. We apologize for our AWOL. We kind of went off air, and yes, some of you were inquiring and asking us, are you okay? What's happening with the radio show? Where are you? I tuned in, but you weren't there. So big apologies from all of us. Yes, just different responsibilities that cropped up, and we didn't have the opportunity to explain. But what we're going to do going forward is, because we realize the value of, and this is our topic for today, of rest, we are going to be doing a Being Mindful radio show in seasons. So, you know, a bit like, you know, your favorite kind of drama on television that comes on in seasons, you know, like spring, summer.
Like Gogglebox.
Yeah, like Gogglebox.
There we go.
Like Real Housewives is in seasons.
There we go.
Yeah, you're the one that raised Gogglebox, so hey.
So we are going to do the Being Mindful radio show in seasons. We will tell you when we are going to be taking a break and when we are coming back as well. You know, it's so valuable for us to have rest, periods of rest, which is what we're going to be discussing today. And also we all have other responsibilities going on, and there's only so much we as humans can take. So for us to be able to deliver a good quality radio show for you all, this is why we have chosen to do it in seasons. So yep, that's that. I don't know whether any of you both need to add anything to that.
I think you've covered it. Well, for me, I think you've covered it.
Lovely. Okay, so let's get on with today's discussion, which is about rest.
Yes. So the question I want to ask both of you, and I'll start with Lillian. What, when you hear the word rest, what comes to mind? Whether it's like an image or like, what do you see or feel?
Well, let me say a good few years ago, whenever anyone would say to me rest or I need to rest, I used to think it was a dirty word, you know, because my upbringing was, if you dare to even sit still, there's things to be done around the house, you know, why are you sitting there doing nothing, you know? So rest to me was seen as someone who was idle, just doing nothing. And there are things to be getting on with and doing.
Yeah.
But after my my burnout 12 years ago, rest was the order of the day.
Yeah.
You know, so I discovered the benefits of resting. And it's not just a physical rest. There are different areas of rest, which I'm sure we'll come on to. Yeah. But now for me, rest is like medicine. You know, it's much needed. And especially in today's society where we're just bombarded with so much to do, that you do, rest is no longer seen as you know, something that's, you know, precious and reserved for only the elite of people. You know, it's an essential, it's an essential in today's society. So that's my view on rest.
Okay, Pastor Deji.
Wow, that's interesting. I as you were speaking, and I understand some of that philosophy. This, the whole thing of, you know, the devil finds work for idle hands thing, isn't it? Wow. So for me, when I think about rest, I think about rest, what the imagery that comes to mind. this is about 25, 30 years ago, I used to regularly go out to Cornwall. Number one, it took about five and a half hours to drive there, even though I thoroughly enjoy driving. I love driving. It makes me tired, but I enjoy it. It's like going to the gym. I enjoy sports and activities, squash, badminton, whatever, but it makes me tired. Anyway, you drive out there, and for me, rest, it it was staying in this 19th century cottage. It was built in 18 something or other. 19th century cottage. The walls, I'm not kidding, were about a meter thick.
Wow.
You could touch the ceiling with your hand. Because back then, the ceilings weren't built very high. There was really no need. We typically weren't growing as tall as we are now. There was no central heating in the house. Because the walls were so thick, they couldn't drill through to put pipes in to run pipes through the building.
Wow.
And I remember the very, very, very first ever night. I went with some friends, booked it in London, went down there. First ever night. And it's there's a thing called the sound of silence. I don't know if you understand that as a concept or if you've actually experienced it.
Mm.
Where, you know, sometimes people will say the silence is deafening.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
For me, the silence was deafening. It was because where we are, we live in London, in the metropolis, in the city, there's always background noise.
Mm-hmm.
There's always ambient noise.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the dead of night, there'll be some birds somewhere. There's a whoosh. There's a something or the other.
Mm-hmm.
In Luxulian village outside St. Austell,
mm-hmm.
you could almost hear your own heart beating.
Oh, wow.
It was like being in a sound booth. Mm. A proper. There was nothing.
Mm.
There was just nothing.
Wow.
And by so day one, it was really disconcerting because you're like, what manner of, what is this? But by day two, by day three, the battery was just, and it wasn't about the sleep.
Mm.
It was just being in that stillness, you know, and so that for me epitomizes rest. And so even in moments now in London, in my busy day, through things I do, I find that stillness, whether it's stillness in my mind, away from, you know, so for example, TV is a source of rest for me.
Yeah.
So my mind's busy. I'm doing this. I'm planning that, strategizing that, calling that, counseling this, da, da, da. And then I'll just go on. And I'll switch on, you know, some silliness on TV.
Not quite Google Box.
But I'll switch something on TV and my mind can just rest from that.
Mm-hmm.
Can just be still because it's not about me. I'm not controlling it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking it in and I'll forget
exactly,
it. I'll forget it in half an hour.
You know,
it's like chewing gum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, yeah, that's the picture that comes to mind with rest.
I really like what both of you have said because I can connect with that. I can connect with feeling guilty about rest because I also, you know, sort of with my dad especially, like he was very is it performative? Like you always had to be doing something.
Yeah, you're doing.
And even getting lots older and also even in the social media age where everybody's posting what they're doing and where they're going and what they've, and you know, LinkedIn is filled with, you know, I just got this and I just finished this certification and I just, you know, everybody's doing something. And, you know, so for me, I do feel guilty in those moments where I need to rest or where I think I need rest. And also, I try to avoid it as well, you know, because I think I'm almost, there was a period, I remember when the pandemic happened, for a long period, I was so lost because I was defined by what I was doing.
I think everybody.
And once I wasn't doing anything, I was like, who am I? What is this?
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that, we're bonding on
on the rest.
on the rest thing. So what are the different kinds of rest? Like you hinted to. So Pastor Deji has talked about mental resting in the mind. And so can you guide us, Lillian, just through that and we can have a conversation?
So there's different forms of rest. So the mental rest, the emotional rest, spiritual rest, physical rest. You can even have social rest. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have time off social media, time from socializing with people, being in stillness, as Pastor Deji mentioned.
Not going to every party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not accepting every invitation that comes your way, you know. And even answering the phone, you know, you can rest from that. Rest from messaging, you know. I mean, I always turn my phone off at night.
Yeah.
You know, people are surprised. They're like, what? Why are you turning? I'm sleeping, you know. I'm not going to wake up and answer. Oh,
yeah.
Please. But anyway, forms of rest. So being present is a form of rest where you're not, your mind is not drifting to things that are, you know, in the past or, you know, trying to remember things.
Just zigging and zagging all over the place.
Exactly. You're not playing tennis in your mind from past to future, you know, like, oh, I've got to do that. I've, you know, so being present, being in this moment is a form of rest.
Yeah.
And there's been lots of scientific research on that, that with us being present, practicing things like stillness, even having naps as well is really good for our brain, to rest our brain, especially if those of us who spend lots of time on screens. Apparently, there was a recent research that I read about it helping to reduce dementia as well, the onset of dementia. So, and I was actually speaking with a church member yesterday because we were saying, okay, what are you going to do after church? And this person mentioned that they were going to go home and have a nap. I said, fantastic. I said, I'm going to have a nap as well, you know. And we were talking about how wonderful it is to have a nap. But that's another topic for another time.
Well, I was going to jump on that.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
And just talk about how, you know, someone's like, oh, you go have a power nap. I understand the phrase power nap, but I'm just putting it out there. For me, a nap is a nap is a nap is a nap. Once those eyes shut down, that's it. For 5 minutes or shut down is shut down.
It's shut down.
None of this half awake,
you know,
half
that
asleep.
Kind of sleep where it's so good and it's so long, you wake up and for a second you're like, where am I? Like that sleep that just entered into your soul and spirit and was like, oh, where, oh okay, I know where I am now.
And sometimes you can get into that place in 10 minutes. You're in there. And you'll wake up and you might be a little bit vexed because like, I could have done with more of that. But that is so invigorating.
It is so invigorating.
I mean, I was in a conversation last week and I was telling somebody the coffee sends me to sleep. So I can have coffee late at night and I'll just lie down and give me 5 minutes and you'll hear the generator started. You know, the electricity's back. you know, we got power. Yay. You know, he's asleep. it's straightforward like that. I'm not saying I snore, by the way. You know, when I'm on my own, I don't snore. That much I know. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, well, answer me.
But, you know, somebody said, you know, that if you really want to maximize it, have a cup of coffee and immediately go to bed.
Really?
Immediately, yeah. Because what happens is you have the cup of coffee and you lie down, especially if you're really tired. Have a cup of coffee, immediately go to bed. So, A, the warmth will start to soothe you. As you fall asleep, the caffeine will get the blood flow through your body and oxygen through your body, but you're already asleep, so oxygen flow is increased while you're sleeping. It's a great way to sleep. You know, for me, it makes no difference. I just once I drink coffee, my body starts aiming, you know, programs start shutting down. This program has crashed. Do you want to continue? Do not shut down your computer. Do you want to inform Microsoft?
Do you want to report this?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
See, I can't take coffee. It gives me serious heart palpitations.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sensitive to caffeine.
That happened to me with caffeine, but I started taking decaf because I really like coffee. But I realized I started having those,
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So for those of you who can, you know, try it.
Yeah.
Try it.
And let us know. Let us know if it works. Another thing I wanted to touch on, just like Pastor Didi said, in terms of even with resting, is not just about sleeping. It's also like watching TV and you know, and that's what he occasionally turns to. So I wondered if we could go round the table and we just share what, other than taking a nap, which we've all shared that we do that, what other things do we do to rest, to bring ourselves, you know, into that place of stillness so that we can show up better in our world.
Pastor, do you want to start?
Well, let me start. I mean, as you know, I've got the daily prayers that I do every morning. So I wake up about 6-ish. Every once in a while, I'm just going to tell you this. Are you ready? just hey,
go on.
Just being real.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
The prayer starts at 6:45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was one day. I mean, I have an alarm on my phone for 6:17.
Yeah.
And most days I wake up before the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
There was a particular day. It was whilst I was in Nigeria, actually. The alarm had gone, and I didn't press snooze. I'd pressed stop. And I opened my eyes at 6:43. I had about a minute and a half to boot up the computer.
Oh my God.
Read the Bible verse for the day and draw inspiration to lead the prayer.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
See, I told you not to mess with that snooze button. You see?
So, but typically, other than those once in a really blue moon when that's happened, typically I'll be up 6-ish, 5:30, whatever it is, and I'll just go in my study, shut the door, and I'll sit there in silence, in the stillness. Just sit there. That meditative state, that physical aware, awake, but not doing anything. Just being, you know, be still and know that I'm God, be still in the presence of the Lord, this stuff is beyond rhetoric.
Yeah.
We have to practice that stillness.
Definitely.
And it's not easy, because the mind starts to, you'll hear it, in the distance, you know, your phone will do bzzz. You think, you know, is that an email? Is it a WhatsApp? Is it a text message? Is it a, you know, is it an alarm? Is it a, and there's stuff that starts to happen. Life starts to happen. And I'm quite intentional to just be there.
That's the key word, intentional.
I like that. What about you?
Yeah, for me, one thing that I do practice is meditation. Before everyone starts, hey, what's she talking about?
So you
about
sit meditation? There with your legs crossed.
I sit there with my legs crossed.
Burn you with your fingers like
my
that.
Two fingers
in
together.
The lotus position or whatever they are.
And I hum.
Okay, I'm officially, I know she's kidding. Before she even tells you. Aha. We're not those who do it, hallelujah. But I know that Lillian does not.
All right. I do a breathing meditation.
Okay.
So when you're breathing, you talk about oxygen flow. Cause when we're rushing around, you know, chances are we're not breathing properly.
Ah.
So by just pausing to breathe, taking deep breaths and doing different breathing exercises that are really sort of deep, you become present with your breath, and it also helps to reoxygenate your body, especially your brain as well. And that in itself is rest. And then just being still and then just meditating. Either I'll meditate, I'll think on the name of God, or I'll think on a scripture. And then you find yourself, the more that you're not consciously doing it from your mind, but it's more in your spirit. It's like you're just churning over a scripture or the name of God or whatever it is that you want to focus on, you know. And I'll do that for 10-20 minutes, maybe twice a day. Because not only is it good to set yourself up doing that in the daytime, but also if you do it, like I do it in the afternoon as well, and it helps to release stress as well. So that's something that I practice. I didn't do the after one today, though. The afternoon
one today. What do you do to rest?
I take walks, but I'm not.
Walks and in nature. I also go in nature as well.
That's I do enjoy taking walks, and I do enjoy dancing. Although I'm not a good dancer, so I only dance for myself.
I know what to do.
I was going
to
say.
I was about to, hey, Sunday.
Exactly. I'm not a good dancer at all.
Pastor Dejo,
you can dance unto the Lord.
Yes.
Dance like David danced.
I make a joyful dance. Not a joyful dance. and that puts me in a good mood. We're going to go on a break, and we have Travis Green with Be Still. Enjoy.
Wait on you. Everybody's moving. Everyone is going somewhere. With everything they're trying, just to make it to a place where I am not there. But when the noise is over, still a small voice you will hear. I hope that you believe me when I tell you that I will handle all of your cares. Just wait on me and be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just trust and know that I am God and I'm in control. wait on you. I will not be moved. Teach me how to wait on you.
Hi, welcome back. This is Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, and we have been discussing rest, and we just listened to Travis Green, Be Still, where I like the line where he talked about, be still and know that I am God, because obviously that's where resting almost comes from, isn't it? Just knowing that God is in control. So Lillian was going to walk us through some scriptures.
Yes, before I do that, I would like to know from those who are listening, what is your view on rest? Do you rest? And if you don't rest, why? You know, were you like us before, you know, feeling guilty about resting? Maybe you were brought up to, you know, believe that rest was not ideal. It's not something that you do. Have you seen people around you who don't rest and what the consequences are of not resting? So do let us know. The way to get in touch again is via the PHBC radio app. Just tap on the contact studio and send us a message and we'll get back to you. And or if you're listening to us on social media, use the at PHBC London on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And again, you know, get in touch. Let us know what are your views on rest and what do you do to rest if you do rest. I would love to know. So I thought it would be great. First of all, what is rest? You know, what is the definition of rest? So I got this definition from I think it was Collins Dictionary. Really, the word rest comes from the word restore. And restore means to return to its original condition, cause to recover, as in health, or give back, return, re-establish. And rest means freedom from exertion, so hard work, pushing yourself, etc. Repose or pause, so you're in like a repose position of rest. Can also mean being supported, which I was quite surprised at. And it says place on a support. So I guess that would be like, you know, I remember back in the days when if people went into hospital and had a broken leg, they would put it on a hoist or something and they would place it on a support. So, yeah, so rest can have different meanings, connotations, but we're looking at today, this evening, about resting spiritually, physically, mentally and emotionally. And we thought, let's bring some scripture into play because you might be saying, yeah, but where's that in the Bible? Where does it say about rest?
All right.
Well, we are going to start from the beginning of the beginnings in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. And it says, she says as she's looking in her Bible, and it's so tiny.
By the seventh day.
Thank you, Pastor DJ.
God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating all that he had done.
Isn't that awesome?
Very. Woo-hoo.
If God can rest from work, how much more us?
Yeah.
You know, we think, we as humans, that we're invincible sometimes.
We're bulletproof. Yes.
Yeah. You know, and I was listening, interestingly enough, as I was doing my walk this morning, I was listening to my fave, Joyce Meyer.
Of course.
And Pastor Digi's second to Joyce Meyer, so just in case. You know, but I mentioned that. Yeah. One of her chapters in this podcast, in her audio, was about rest. And she was saying that the only person who can, you know, be invincible and push through and do this, you know, like, superhuman, beyond superhuman, is God himself, Jesus Christ. You know, we're human beings. We have to remember that we're not invincible, and that we, you know, like I said, I mean, it says it, God rested.
Yeah.
He rested.
Yeah.
I don't know whether any of you want to add to that.
I think for me, it just makes me remember when Jesus met the lady at the well, and that particular chapter talked about how he was tired and he sat sat at the well. Mm. And we're talking about God incarnate actually being tired and
taking time out.
And he took time out. Mm. And so, you know, those kind of things is enough. It's the proof we need that there's no need to feel guilt in rest. Mm. So, yeah, so that's what that makes me remember.
Yeah. Pastor Ju, do you want to say anything?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Do you want to add? You said it was a scripture that you had.
Ooh, are you sure? Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
I tell you what, I was thinking about this whole thing of rest and thinking about the biblical, you know, what is God saying? What does the scripture say? Or what do the scriptures say about rest? And this is from the book of Psalms. It's a Psalm 127. It says this, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. That's verse 1. Psalm 127 verse 2 says, it is vain for you to rise early, to retire late, to eat the bread of anxious labors, for he gives blessing to his beloved even in sleep.
Ooh. That's a word. That's definitely a word.
He gives blessings to his beloved even in sleep. You know, it is vain for you to rise early and retire late and eat the bread of anxious labors. You know, we work and we work and we strive and we strive and we stress and we stress. And here it's not saying, hey, let me be clear. You say, oh, I heard it on PHBC radio. Same Bible also says, he that does not work should not eat. Okay, so just be clear. Go to work. Do the job. Do your work. You know, work well. But it is not simply about the rising early and retiring late, you know, and many of us, I hear people say, oh, you know, I work 10 hours a day, you know, 11 hours, sometimes it's 13 hours a day. And I'm like, dude,
done that,
you know, earlygrave.com, A&E.com, do you understand? Be careful.
Yeah.
Do not take this for granted. YOLO, you live once. What return on the investment God has made in you, what return will you give him?
Yeah. You know. And there seems to be that, like you say, guilt, you know, that you have to keep going, keep pushing to, you know, almost to prove yourself, you know.
Your worthiness.
Yeah. And basically, when you feel tired, you're tired. Your body's giving you a signal. Your brain's giving you a signal to rest. I mean, I even know people who don't, they don't take breaks from their day. They don't take lunch breaks. You know, they work straight through. And that is a recipe for burnout.
Yes.
There's yeah, I forgot.
Rest your brain. It will come back to you.
I was
you.
Literally about to, and I was like, oh, I want to share this. And then I just.
It will come back.
It'll come back.
In the meantime, I just want to touch on, there's one scripture. Okay, let me touch on two, and then I know Pastor's going to come with something awesome. In Exodus 31, 15 and 17, it talks about when God rested. It says God rested and was refreshed. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, God rested and was refreshed. So again, when we rest, you know, there's something awesome about resting, beneficial, the fact that you feel refreshed. And Pastor touched on it about the nap. You know, you feel refreshed, you feel recharged. And then in Leviticus, this is where God was talking to Moses about the laws. And in Leviticus 25, verse 4 and 5, it talks about giving the land rest. Earth.
Farmers rest. Do that.
Yes.
They do that.
On the seventh year. And I don't know, I mean, I think organic farmers do it for sure.
Yes.
Commercial.
Yes.
Those who are driven, you know,
maybe not so.
Profit and things like that, I don't think. Because you're supposed to rest and turn over the land, even when
just during the farm, nutrients back.
Yes, exactly. And so you don't plant the same vegetables or whatever it is that you're planting in the same plots, but you give each sort of section rest. Yeah. But yes, on the seventh year, the whole land is rested. But you would have enough crops to last you during that seventh year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And what some people do, just to abide by that, you divide your land into seven. Each year, there's one section that has nothing on. Every year, that section has nothing. It just grows fallow. It just grows wild. You know, the birds and the insects and the worms and all of that. And what they do is they replenish the soil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we need, and rest is a means of, is a sign of the trust we have in God.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
It's a sign of the trust we have in God, that we can just say, you know what, I just give it over to you.
And go to sleep.
Yeah, because even, you know, we can worry, be anxious about certain problems or situations, and we're overthinking in our minds. But when we get to that point where it's just like, oh, I'm just exhausted from overthinking.
Yeah.
You know, and release it unto God. And then that's us resting our minds.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to touch on something in case people are thinking, yeah, but does rest mean that I don't need to be thinking about anything or any thoughts in my mind? And there's no such thing as shutting off thoughts. There's not. You know, our brain is designed to process thoughts. And it's oftentimes when you're an overthinker, when you sit down to rest physically, then your mind, it will feel like your mind is going overtime.
Yeah.
But that's your brain processing the thoughts, which you just suppress because you're so busy.
Yes, but you have to bring yourself back to your sitting position.
Yeah.
Back to your, you know, be present where you are.
Mm.
Don't allow your brain to take you out of that space.
Yeah.
You know, come back to where you are.
Mm.
I think that's the critical thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of God being refreshed from his rest, the idea of the creator of the universe needing to stop and pause.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one who exists outside of matter, outside of space, outside of time, stopped and paused.
Yes.
And it's an example for us.
For
and,
us
you know, and in some regards, like, what, you're better than God?
Question.
What's that about?
This is it.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, for one of the things that comes into my mind about rest is the story of Elijah when he was running from Jezebel, and he went under the juniper tree, and after he said, oh, I'm tired and all of that, and then he slept, and the angel of the Lord woke him up and then gave him food, and then he slept and woke him up again and then gave him food and said, look, your journey is long, eat. And for we need rest because our journey is long. You know, we need rest. That's because we want to show up properly in the right spaces.
Pastor, she needs to leave.
Just come on, come on the preacher's daughter. That's a sermon right there. So at least, Lillian, if I ever say that, you know where it came from.
Exactly.
You could just signal me to credit, you know, the source. Yes, yes.
But yes, so we're going to take a last song, okay? And it is Peace of God. By Pastor, did you have to help me, please? I don't want to say Angus Day against
No. This is Governor B. It's a peace of God. And certainly in the place of rest, we want peace.
Yes.
That passes understanding. So it's Peace of God by Governor B. It also features Called Out Music.
The peace of God, let it cover you. Heaven knows what you're going through. When life is overwhelming and you need the cease to come, I pray you find the peace of God. See me through it all.
that's lost its way. Oh, yeah. Hurts when injustice wins the day. Yeah. I pray tables turn on streets of grace. Yeah. And love will win the war that's never lost before. The peace of God, let it cover you. Yeah. I know that heaven knows just what you're going through. Yeah. When life is overwhelming and you need to cease to call, I pray you find the peace of God. Pray you find.
Okay, so we have reached the last few moments of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. And again, do let us know, even if you are listening to the replay, what is your idea of rest? Do you rest? Do you not rest? What are your thoughts about rest? Let us know still. You can still get in touch with us on social media. At PHBC London on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, the social media. Still get in touch with us about rest.
Is rest just for lazy people?
Yeah, for nobodies. Ain't got nothing
nothing
to
better
do.
To do.
So what are our last sort of thoughts, takeaways from today's topic? Pastor D.
I think for me, it's that that scripture that I read read out in Psalm 127, Psalm 127 verse 2, that says, you know, it's not about the striving and the stressing, it's not about the hustle and the bustle, that even in sleep, God can bless what we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Noma, what's your takeaway?
I think it was that, like, that was just so amazing for me. You don't have to, because we live in a very hustle culture, almost, you know, and so that I actually needed to hear that. That was really good for me.
For me, it's the, you know, the fact that God, he rested and was refreshed. You know, it's like, yeah, God is setting the example for us. You know, he worked 6 days and on the seventh he rested.
Yeah.
You know? Chill.
I'd like to know, I would like to say, God, what did you do on the seventh day? You
rested. Oh, yes.
What did you do?
What did you do with your free time?
Yes. Did you just, you know, I don't know, look at all your
creation. Yes.
Do you know what? On that seventh day, he was listening to this show.
Amen. Amen. And on that note, we are going to bid you farewell. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Lillian Larty. And I've been joined with Pastor.
Yes.
And I am Noma.
And the one you didn't hear from, Pastor Deji.
Thank you.
Double. So we look forward to joining you next week for another show, another topic. And always, as we say, thank you for listening. Remember to be mindful of yourselves and each other. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.